Praise God.
Amen. Giving honor to Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth. Amen. The creator of all things. The only true living God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
To our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Who died for me.
Yes, sir.
Can you say that?
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
I can say he died for me.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
To the precious Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Who dwells on the inside of us. Amen. Yes.
Thank you,
leading
Jesus.
And guiding us.
Yes.
He's our comforter. He's our teacher.
Yes.
Give honor to the pastor of this church.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Reverend Dwayne N. Davis, our pastor. Praise God.
Thank you, God.
Amen. Amen. Recognizing my elder. I call him. That's my elder there.
Thank you, God.
Amen.
We bless your name, God.
Reverend Kellen McMillan.
Yes.
Thank you. Amen. I like the way it just flows. Amen. I like when she say her own name, she say it with confidence. My beautiful wife, amen.
Yes.
What's up with me?
Amen.
Y'all to get a medal, amen. Amen. We won't talk about all that.
That's another sermon,
that's
huh?
Another sermon. That's a series. Amen. Praise God. I find it an honor to stand up here. I haven't been up here in a while. Time your life get a little busy. Amen. I'm gonna take my time this morning. Amen. God does have a word for us this morning.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. It took me a minute to settle down and receive that word.
Jesus, thank you, God.
Praise God. But this morning, let us begin. Almighty God, maker of heaven and earth, we come before you this morning, not just us, but every ministry that's gathered in Jesus'
yes,
name. We ask for your guidance this morning.
Yes.
We ask that you will lead and guide our thinking, our words,
yes,
our actions, our thoughts, and our emotions. Father God, I submit myself to you this morning as just one of the many men and women of God that are going to preach your word this
yes,
morning.
Sir,
use me according to your will. Prepare the hearts of your people to hear and receive your word. Not I, but you, Lord. As often preached from this pulpit, I ask that I would disappear and that we would only see you. Lord God, as we look towards the cross, reveal to us your word this morning. Teach us and give us understanding by your Spirit. Lead us and guide us in all things. We are nothing without you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Grab your Bibles, your devices, whatever you have.
All right.
Amen. Follow along. God gave a simple title this morning. Those of you that are taking notes, I want you to write down God's love. God's love. And if you were following along this morning through our responsive readings, the scriptures, even the songs were centered around God's love. Amen. They were specially handpicked for this very sermon. Now this morning, I had read an encounter between Jesus and Nicodemus, coming out of John chapter 3, verses 1 through 15. Amen? And what I'm going to do is I'm going to pick up at the end of that conversation, and I'm going to go into verse 16. And the word of God reads, I'm going to start at verse 14. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. And I'm going to use verse 16 as the base of the sermon this morning. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:16. We've all heard it. Amen.
Oh yes.
Many of us can recite it. When I read and I meditate on this verse of scripture, it makes me feel special. Amen. But at the same time, I feel just, you know, a little inadequate trying to preach on it. Even when I talk to others, it's hard to communicate the vastness of God's love and the intensity of which God has shown that love. The overwhelming goodness of our God.
All right.
You ever have a hard time just trying to explain how good God is and how he's been to you? Yet as we observe the times in which we live, there's always some crisis looming around the corner like a dark cloud. There's always something going on. Amen?
Yes, yes.
So it's good to know that God loves us.
Yes, yes.
It's always something happening. It's good to know that God loves you. Look at your neighbor and say, God loves you.
God loves you.
Amen. Tell yourself, God loves me.
God loves me.
And I want you to know that this morning. If you don't know anything yet, I want you to know that God loves you. Now, I read John 3:16 out of the King James Version, but I want to read it again, but I'm going to read it out of the original Greek text. And I want you to listen. You can follow along in your Bible, but slightly different. It says, "For so loved God the world that he gave the Son, the only begotten one, in order that everyone believing unto him might not perish, but have everlasting life." I love this original Greek text. I like the way it sounds. Now, no matter how you read it, whether it's King James Version or the original Greek Bible, the words and the verses in the scripture are very simple. In fact, if you read through the Gospel of John, you'll find that most of the words are like one syllable words. The book of John is so simple that even our children can read it and gain some understanding. Amen?
Yes.
Now in John 3:16, the emphasis is upon the word love. Amen? Listen again as I read a piece of this original verse. It says, "For so loved God the world." It's kind of different than how we're taught to read. Amen? But stay with me. Now in my studies, I've learned that in the Greek sentence structure, the important part of the sentence is placed first. Amen?
All right.
This is how the Greek language is written. The important piece is put first. So in this verse, God is not first, although he is first. Amen?
Amen.
The world, of course, is not the important word, but the importance is placed on what God did. He loved.
Yes.
Amen? That's the important piece. He loved. So the emphasis on this verse is upon the love of God.
Yes.
For God so loved the world. For so loved God the world. As we look at this familiar scripture, it will present, I will present several questions, all right, that I will attempt to address through the scriptures.
All right.
Amen. So stay with me. Those of you that are taking notes, we're going to walk through the scriptures with some questions in mind. First question I'd like to propose to you. So why is God's love important? Somebody actually may ask you that. Mm-hmm. Why is God's love important? Mm-hmm. Well, if we go back to verse 14, mm-hmm. and let's begin reading, and we'll just kind of walk through the scriptures. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life.
Yes.
Now these words are part of a conversation that Nicodemus, who was a Jewish ruler, a Pharisee, had with our Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 14 and 15, they sum up all that had been previously talked about between our Lord and Nicodemus. Mm-hmm. Notice that Jesus is calling Nicodemus' attention to something very familiar. So he knows the Old Testament. And quite often Jesus will use things that are familiar to the individual that he's speaking with. So he knew the reference that he was talking about. Mm-hmm. And he says, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now the word must corresponds to the beginning of that conversation. Jesus said, you must be born again. Mm-hmm. Amen. That's a must. Mm-hmm. There's no getting around it.
That's right.
You must be born again. Mm-hmm. That's why we're here. If I hadn't been born again, I wouldn't be preaching. Amen?
Amen.
You must be born again. But think about what he said. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Mm-hmm. Now Nicodemus understood what he was talking about, so let me just go back to Old Testament. Back in Numbers, mm-hmm. once again, the children of Israel were just being hard-headed.
All right.
And they weren't just being hard-headed, they were murmuring against the Lord.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And the Lord God sent serpents among the people. And these serpents began to bite the people. Mm-hmm. Right? Because they're being disobedient. Thank God for his grace and mercy.
All right, now.
Amen. God had a low tolerance then. Long suffering. You know, I don't know what to call it. I thank God he's not doing that now. Amen. But when they realized what was happening, they went to Moses and said, we have sinned against God.
Yes, yes.
Amen. We have sinned against God. Please help us do something. I'm paraphrasing that. I need you to go to God on my behalf. Mm-hmm. So Moses went to God, and God said, what I want you to do is I want you to take your staff and make a serpent, and I want you to lift it up. Mm-hmm. And as the people look at it, they'll be saved. Mm-hmm. Notice he didn't take away the serpents.
Come on now.
They still gonna get bit. Yeah. But those that have been bit, right? Mm-hmm. those that were those disobedient, murmuring against God and got bit, if they would look up at the serpent.
Come on now.
They would be saved. So let's just go back to the scripture. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. When we get in trouble, we should look back to the cross.
Yes.
That's where Jesus was lifted up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll do what I draw all men unto me. Amen. Whenever something goes wrong, look to the cross. Look to Jesus. Amen. Now, we look back to what the cross symbolized. Now, our Lord and Savior is not on the cross anymore. But what the cross means is still there. What he did for us on the cross is still available. But he told them, you must be born again.
Must be.
John 12 and 32. And I've already said it, but I'll say it again. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This is what Jesus said. Amen. So when you get to a place where God has got you on the right track, you need to lift up Jesus. Because that's how men are drawn to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I propose a second question. What is the meaning of God's love? What is the meaning of God's love? If we go back to John 3:16, it says, for God so loved.
So loved.
The Greek text says, for so loved God. The emphasis is on love. What did God do? He loved. Right? Who loved? God.
God.
As I mentioned before in the original Greek, the emphasis is placed on love. Now, Rev. McMillan, the pastor, myself, have all taught on the different types of love. It's been preached, it's been taught, so we're going to talk about it again. The word love in the Greek is kind of translated into three different meanings of love.
Okay.
That's why people are so confused. God's got one love, we got three. Right? And we can really only do two of them. So let's talk about it. First type of love that's interpreted is that eros type of love. It's that sensual love. It's that sexual love. Right? That is not what God's talking about. Hey man, that's the love that gets you in trouble.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
Type of love that only has a place in marriage. Outside of that, shouldn't even be in somebody's thought process. Amen?
Amen.
Now I'm teaching. Had a coworker one day, we were talking about this and ended up talking about kids and young adults and talking about sex. You know, we don't like to talk about sex in church now. Right? But we teach our children, don't sex till you get married. That's what we teach, because that's what's in the word. And my coworker said, well, shouldn't you teach safe sex? Everybody listening now, Pastor. Everybody got everybody's attention, right? I thought about it. I didn't answer her right away. So I went and got with the Lord. It took me about 2 weeks. I knew what I wanted to say, but I had took about 2 weeks to get back with it because I wanted to respond the way God wanted me to respond.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. On that one. All right.
All right. Mm-hmm.
And this is what God told me. He said, we don't teach safe sex. We counsel safe sex for those that want to be disobedient.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When you, individual, decide you want to do what you want to do, then you better counsel them. They need the counsel. But it's not what God calls us to be and to do. So I'm always teach and I'm always preach abstinence. I will counsel safe sex for those that are determined to do what they want to do. Wish somebody would have told me that when I was growing up. But that's my approach. And then you have phileo type of love. That's that friendship. That's that I like you a lot. Maybe I like you. Might not even like him a lot. But you my friend. Right? But again, this is not the love. I'm taking my time with this one. This is not the love that we're reading here in the Bible.
All right.
For God so loved. It didn't say for God so liked us.
Say so.
Right? Mm-hmm. Glad he didn't just like me. Mm-hmm. There's some moments he ain't gonna like me. Amen.
Amen.
But it says, for God so loved.
So loved.
And now, the third, the agape, or agapeo type of love. And we're gonna stick with agape. That's easy. That's what everybody know, right? The agape love. That is that divine love. This is love in its highest degree. Mm-hmm. How many want to love in its highest degree?
Oh yes.
Amen.
Amen.
When I look at my wife and kids, I want to love in the highest degree. Mm-hmm. When Jesus says the greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love your neighbor.
Yes.
I want to love in the highest degree.
Yes.
I don't want to just like my neighbor. Mm-hmm. I want to love my neighbor. Mm. My neighbor do some things I don't like.
I know that's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
And I definitely don't look at my neighbors on that other type of love. Amen. So I want to love my neighbors in the highest degree.
Yes.
Now, here is where I feel inadequate trying to describe God's divine attribute. This is a divine attribute that comes from heaven.
Yes.
It's not something you can muster up here within yourself.
Yes.
You just can't love me divinely. I can't love you divinely to the highest degree the way God is calling us to love one another.
All right, yeah.
This is a divine love, not human love.
Divine.
Say that again. It's a divine love.
Divine.
Not human love. So when God says to love God with all your heart, your mind, and your soul,
yes.
How you give back to God something you can't do?
Jesus.
It begins with you receiving what he's already done for you.
Amen.
How do you love your neighbor as yourself? Yourself has been loved with a divine love from God. So now you're able to love divinely because if you being divinely loved, you can let God divinely love your
neighbors. Jesus.
So when they get on your nerves, it won't change your demonstration.
Yes.
It won't change the high degree of love that you'll demonstrate. When your coworkers get on your last nerve, and when the person at Walmart start tripping, it won't change how you operate.
All right now.
when you don't agree with your wife or your husband and your kids start tripping, it doesn't change how you operate. Because you're just demonstrating what you're getting. Right. It's hard to describe with words this agape divine attribute that you can't produce, but it's God's will that it flows through you. You can't do it, but he's commanding for you to do it.
All right now.
He didn't ask for you to love your neighbor. He's not asking. I tell my kids that quite often. I'm not asking. They get kind of confused because we'll present it as a question, or you know, we'll come to them nicely. You know, well, don't you want to do this and that? No. Okay, well, I'm not asking. I'm trying to give you opportunity to choose the right thing. Amen.
Make it your right idea.
Yeah.
Try not to be the police and bust in your door. Ah, get this done.
I'm trying to clean this room up.
And sometimes I got to tuck my tail because they don't respond right away, and I come back an hour later. Don't you want to clean this room up? All right, now I'm not asking. But they're going to learn. And how God deal with us?
Yes, he does.
Don't you want to go and apologize to that person?
No, not really.
Yeah. About an hour later, don't you want to apologize to that person that you talk harshly to? No, I don't really. I feel like they need to apologize to me, right?
Yeah.
Now God said, I ain't asking. I'm commanding. This is what you're supposed to be doing.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
All right, yeah.
So this is a command.
Yes.
To love. John 3:16, it says, for God so loved the world. The world means the order of world mankind. We're talking about everybody. Alright? Not just the corrupt system. We're talking about the people in it.
Yes.
The souls that are in this corrupt system, God love them.
Yes.
Amen. And now I understand more why Jesus prayed. I pray that you would not take them out of the world, because I get a chance to continue to get God's love, right?
Yes.
But that you keep them from the evil of this world. If I keep them away from the system,
yes,
then they can just receive my love, because I love the world.
Yeah, I love the world.
We're talking about mankind. We're talking about every race. It's not limited to your economic status. It's not limited to where you live and who you are, what you've accomplished. Everybody.
Yes.
He loves you. No matter who you are, what you've done, no matter how you identify, he loves you. Don't let nobody tell you God don't love you.
Oh, yes. Thank you, God.
No matter how crazy you might act, God love you. I had to look at myself in the mirror. He love me?
Yeah,
he love me. Amen. Amen. But then it goes further, says, for God so loved the world that he gave. See,
yes.
When you love divinely, now you got to start demonstrating that divine love. He gave. Another great statement is the verse, he gave. His love was revealed in the fact that he gave.
Yes, sir.
Jesus was given as a total gift. It does not say that God gave his son to die, although he did. All right? But it means more than that. Listen to this. It means that Christ coming into the world about 1,000 years ago began with the virgin birth.
Yes.
Ending with his death. Continues with his resurrection and ascension into heaven. Even to this day with his present ministry.
Yes.
And it's coming again in the future.
Yes.
Oh, that's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gift.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gift. I have yet to finish receiving my gift because Jesus is coming again.
Yes, sir.
To get me. To get the church.
Yes.
God so loved the world that he gave.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take it a step further. For God so loved the world that he gave the Son. The only begotten one. I read the Greek text in that one. He gave the Son the only begotten one. Now, this only begotten one, that's a unique, only to Christ Jesus.
Uh-huh.
He's the only one.
Yep.
He's the only one who could have been born of a virgin and live a perfect life.
Mm-hmm.
Given his life to save the world, be resurrected from the dead as he promised, ascend back to heaven with all power and continue his ministry until his coming again at the appointed time.
All right.
Whatever time that is.
Yes.
It is only of Christ that the Father has been able to say, this is my Son.
Yeah.
In whom I am
well
pleased.
Well pleased. Well pleased.
Never said that about me. Amen. And if he said it about you, you can leave now. Because you do not need the rest of this sermon. This is my Son in whom I am well pleased. So I propose another question. How much does God love me? You ever ask that question? How much does he love me? For God so loved the world. We're going to look at that word so. He didn't just love, he so loved.
So loved. So loved.
And don't think about it the way we would talk for the word so. He so loved.
Mm-hmm.
How can you measure that word? Let's look at so. For God so loved. In the Greek it says, for so loved God. Either way, how much is that?
Mm-hmm.
How much is that? How much did God love the world? Now, Paul gives us a little insight. We're going to go to Ephesians 3, 14 to 19. He gives us a little insight in his prayer. Starting with verse 14, he says this. For this cause, I bow down my knee unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love.
Rooted and grounded.
May be able to comprehend that all saints with the breadth and length and depth and height, and to you the love of Christ with passeth knowledge, and that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God.
Yes.
In other words, really Paul couldn't explain it either, how much so was. His prayer was that God would reveal it to you himself.
Yeah.
How much he loves you. You can't explain that to another person. You have to encourage them to experience it for themselves.
Come on now.
Paul said, I can't really tell you how much so is. For God so loved. He didn't just say love, so love. That's a lot of love. That's all I know. It's so much that he gave his only begotten son.
So much.
It's a lot.
Who was willing to go to the cross for me and die because I was a sinner. and I deserve to be punished, but God said, I'm going to give him a way out. I'm going to give him grace and mercy that if he would look upon the cross,
yes,
I'll save him.
Yes, sir, God.
He couldn't explain it, so he prayed for him. As I'm going to pray for you, pray for each other that God will reveal his love to you. It will reveal his love to the next person. It's going to be hard for you to explain that. They might get a good notion of that if they watch what God is doing with you in your life. Mm-hmm. They'll see a little bit of it, but they still won't get it. Until God reveals it to them themselves. Until they go through something. Till they have to use faith. Till they have to trust God for themselves. That's what we encourage to do. That's what we have to encourage our children to do. One day they're going to be on their own. They ain't going to be able to live off of mama and daddy's faith. Mm-hmm. As much as you're going to want to come to the rescue, you ain't going to be able to help them. They're going to need a divine touch from God himself. God had to get me straight when they said, I'm training these kids through you to trust me, not you.
All right.
One day I'm going to tell them and lead them to do something that ain't going to make sense to you. And I'm the daddy. I'm just not going to get it. And my kids gonna have to tell me, well, I'm gonna have to do what the Lord tell me. And I'm like, they on the right track. So I propose this last and final question. Will you receive God's love? Will you receive God's love? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. As I said before, God gave his love through the gift of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And with any gift, it must be accepted. Amen. I got a gift this morning.
All right.
And now it's mine.
I got it.
Because I took it.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
It's my gift.
Yes.
I'm sure I'm going to have to share it with my wife, but it's mine. Nonetheless, amen. I don't even know what's in it. But knowing where it came from, I know it's something good.
Yes.
I can't wait to dig into it, see what it is. That was perfect timing.
Yeah.
That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. This is the gift, Jesus Christ, that was given to us, and it must be accepted. So I want to give you a few scriptures to encourage you to accept Jesus today. Jesus told Nicodemus these words. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. You must be born again. 2 Peter 3 and 9 says this. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Amen.
This is God's will, that all men should come to repentance. He don't want anybody to perish. 1 Timothy 2, 3 through 6 says this. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who would have all men to be saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Mm-hmm. For there is one God and one mediator between God and man, the man, Jesus Christ, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. It is God's will that all men become saved and come into the knowledge of the truth. Mm-hmm. Romans 10, verses 8 through 11 and 13. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach.
Yes.
Been preaching all morning. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's a promise.
Yes,
yes. Amen. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will you receive God's love today? Mm-hmm. Everything you need is in Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Yes, yes.
Everlasting life.
Yes.
Eternal life.
Yes, yes.
Will you receive God's love today? Maybe you need joy. Maybe you need some peace. Maybe you need a little comfort. Nobody understands what you're going through. Will you receive God's love today? He understands.
Oh, yes, he does.
Forgiveness and deliverance.
Yes, sir.
Redemption and salvation is in the Lord. Will you receive his love today? Somebody needs a healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Just some strength just to make it through the rest of this day. Somebody needs some grace and some mercy. Will you receive God's love today? I extend to you the opportunity to receive God's love today. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Will you receive him today? Jesus. If you've already received the Lord as your Savior, maybe you just need to look back to the cross.
Oh, yes.
Amen. That's where you get it right with God. Look back to the cross. And just like when we have communion, you can start over right now with God. Just say, Lord, forgive me. Confess whatever fault it is. He is faithful and just enough to forgive you of all unrighteousness. Amen. I just want us all to be right with God. We're talking about God's love this morning. Not the I like you love.
All right now.
That divine love that only comes from our Father which art in heaven. I think if you're married, you understand what that is. I'm sure my wife will testify she don't always like me. But I know she loves me.
Amen.
Because of her demonstration, she still provides for me and do things for me even when she's mad.
Jesus.
Amen. And I know she don't want to. But she do it anyway. Man, that's that divine love. I thank God for it, because if I had to live on like, we'd be in trouble. She gonna like me regardless. Let's make sure of that. I ain't going nowhere. Even in the church, look across, look at our neighbor. You might not always like what you see. But God has a divine love, a higher call that you can't muster up. Lord God, I need your help. It's the part of the great commandment. Love one another.
Yes, yes.
As God has loved us. That's the call. So our hearts and minds are clear. Let us close out with prayer. Almighty God, we bless you this morning.
Yes, we do, Father.
With our words, with our heart, with our mind, we come before you right now, giving you the love that you have given us back.
Thank you, Father.
Lord God, we thank you for this word.
Yes, sir.
Just reminding us of how much you love us. What you have done, even before we were even thought about. You demonstrated your love in the world. We were born into a world.
Yes, you did, God. Thank you.
Where your love abounds. And that's why you tell us to walk by faith and not by sight, because what we see doesn't always show your love. When we see all the evil things that go on in the world, you tell us to stop looking at that and look up to the cross. We can see your love demonstrated. You gave your only begotten Son.
Yes, you did, Father. Thank you.
And whosoever.
Thank you, Lord.
Will believe in him. We can have everlasting life. Lord God, I pray that you will continue to lead and guide us as we walk through this world. Keep us from the evil of this world.
Help us, God.
Thank you, Lord. Bless the families, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring stability back to the homes. Bring correction and direction back to the churches. That we may be able to be the salt and the light of the world that you have called us to be. And Lord, bless our children. That one day they may take the torch and be led by you to bless the world with your word, with your love, with your gospel. Oh God, we bless you.
Yes, we do, Father.
We praise you, and it's in Jesus' name's sake we pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Brought me through, brought me.
from your love, God's love.
Yes.
Agape love, unconditional.
Yes, sir, God, thank you.
Unconditional love.
Yes, sir, God.
Sunday school described it this morning for those parents that are out there.
Yes.
You can apply it any kind of way, but to those you're supposed to love, it says that unconditional love says that there's nothing you can do that can make me love you more.
Uh-huh.
Nothing you can do to make me love you less.
Amen.
I just love you.
Yes, God.
Unconditional love. That's the way God is. I know what y'all thinking. Yeah. Tough to love some people, ain't you? In spite of. You love them regardless. I don't care what you do.
Yes, sir.
But I love you.
I love you, Lord.
That's the way God is. So, and when that person gets on your last nerve.
Yes, sir.
Think about how God puts up with you.
Oh, yes.
I ain't talking to y'all that's perfect. I'm just talking to y'all that's got some faults.
Y'all talk!
Well.
God's love. We thank Mr. Riley for letting God use him.
Amen. Amen.
For our benefit. Without further ado, I'm going to ask you all to put your mind stayed on him. Keep it stayed on him. I'm asking for you to stand. I just want to give us another verse of that.